This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The draft voters list for the ongoing SIR in Kerala was published today. Chief Electoral Officer Ratan U. Kelkar announced that 91.35% of the enumeration forms have been recollected. He further informed that hearings related to objections and claims concerning the draft list will begin immediately and it will be continuing for 1 month up to the 22nd of January 2026. Additionally, Mr. Kelkar highlighted that the voter registration rate among the 18 to 30 age group is only around 60% of eligible voters. To address this, special awareness campaigns will be launched, targeting school and college students to encourage greater participation. The Election Commission also published the draft electoral rolls in Chhattisgarh under the Special Intensive Revision Exercise, SIR. Talking to Akashvani News, the state's Chief Electoral Officer Yashwant Kumar said that under the SIR exercise, enumeration forms were received from 1,84,95,920 voters across the state. He said that 6,42,234 voters were found to be deceased. 19,13,540 voters were found to be shifted or absent, while the names of 1,79,043 voters were found registered at more than one place. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar 2025 at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. This is the nation's highest recognition for exceptional contributions in the fields of science, technology and innovation. The awards were given under four categories. Padma Vibhushan Professor Jayant Vishnu Narlikal was honoured with Vigyan Ratan Award posthumously. 8 scientists were conferred the Vigyan Shri Award and 14 young scientists were awarded under the Vigyan Yuva category, while the Vigyan Team Award was given to Team Aroma Mission, CSIR. At another function, President Draupadi Murmu has delivered the 38th Intelligence Bureau Centenary Endowment Lecture in New Delhi. The President said, during the last decade, security agencies like Intelligence Bureau have neutralized numerous threats within the country.
I express my deep appreciation for the exceptional contribution made by Intelligence Bureau to internal security of our country. Team IB works tirelessly amidst very complex challenges. Most importantly, its accomplishments are not visible. In other words, IB is an agency of invisible heroes.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today said that fugitive criminal Ritwik Bajaj has been brought back to India from the United Arab Emirates, UAE. Bajaj was wanted by the Delhi police for offences related to the smuggling and supply of narcotic substances. The CBI, in collaboration with the Ministry of External Affairs and the Ministry of Home Affairs, brought him back to Delhi in coordination with Interpol. In Odisha, 22 Maoists, including 10 women cadres, surrendered before the police in Malkangiri district today. The surrender took place in the presence of Odisha Director General of Police, Y.B. Kurania. It comes after the Odisha government revised its Maoist surrender and rehabilitation policy, offering significantly higher incentives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and many other leaders have paid tribute to the former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh on his birth anniversary. It is being celebrated as National Farmers Day across the country. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has termed the recently enacted Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act as a historic initiative. The minister said this during his virtual interaction with farmers across the country on the occasion of National Farmers Day. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan paid tribute to former Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao on his death anniversary. In a social media post, the Vice President described him as a visionary statesman and reformer whose leadership ushered in far-reaching economic reforms. In women's cricket, Sri Lanka won 9-for-1 in 2 overs against India in the second T20 game of the 5-match series at ACA VDCA Stadium in Visakhapatnam, when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bowl. And with that, we end this news bulletin.